Godzilla has a brain about this size. He is sheer brute force. While Kong is a thinking animal, his brain is considerably larger, about 10 times the size of this gorilla's skull. Being instinctive rivals, there is no doubt that they will attempt to destroy one another.
King Kong versus Godzilla, heading for their colossal collision. Shattering every obstacle that stands between them in the most fantastic rampage of annihilation ever recorded on film.
Hey there, guys, you're listening to the PMG Podcast, the next leading show in pop culture on regular or Hollow Earth. I'm one of your hosts, Marcel, here with Alonzo.
Hey, everybody.
Jose.
Howdy, howdy.
And Sawyer.
Hey there.
We're here tonight to talk monsters, kaiju, and all kinds of madness. You see, we're moving into a different type of category. We're talking about the heavyweight rematch of the century, Godzilla vs. Kong. We've had the MCU doing it for years with an interconnected universe. DC did its thing. But the only other new movie franchise to gain any type of momentum while still making sense was the MonsterVerse. Several movies, all leading to this. And the real question, though, is who are we repping tonight, guys? We doing Thick Lizard or Big Monkey?
Ooh, Big Monkey's actually. Big Monkey's definitely the underdog in this fight. Or he was. And, you know, and sometimes I just gotta root for the underdog. You know, I'm a King Kong guy. What can I say?
Oh, bro, we're not talking about dogs, dude. We're talking about titans. And when it comes to titans, there's only one king, and that's fucking Godzilla, bro. Like, are you kidding me? 100% Godzilla all day, every day. All
right,
I'm gonna have to go with my man Jose here and go with my man Godzilla, because he is the main monster on the earth. He is the best. He's the king. Everyone else bowed to him in the last movie. Did we all forget?
True.
I did not.
As cool as the King Kong sitting in the throne thing was, Godzilla having all the rest of the monsters bow to him, which I'm a little sad there was no, like, mummy or, like, Frankenstein down there. Oh, it would have been cool to see all the classics. Like, bring them all back.
Show me all the monsters.
Yeah, I'm definitely bowing to this guy. I'm not touching this guy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no. Just bring them all. All the ones that we've ever grown to love. Skeletor. We're going to bring all of them back.
It's like if you've been called a monster, you got to bow down.
Like Freddy and Jason down. Are down there.
He's like, I heard about this guy, man. We don't want to fuck with the radioactive lizard.
Well, spoilers, obviously, right?
Yes. At this point,
spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it.
Okay. You know what's crazy, too, is like, honestly, when Godzilla, I'm like, God damn, they couldn't even give King Kong one fight. He fucking Godzilla won on land and at sea. Like, that he beat his ass.
That round two, like, they had to give that lion. Like, I guess round two goes to Kong. I'm like, bitch, he didn't even see you coming. You had a cheap shot him.
Yeah, I give him guess. A nuclear axe. I also guess maybe, yeah, that round goes to him, I guess.
It hurts me because I am Team Kong. I was Team Kong going in on this. I hadn't seen and I forgot a little bit about King of Monsters, but I was also in there with Alonzo. Underdog, you got to go for it. I just have a lot of sentimental just nostalgia for King Kong. The 2005 is one of my favorite movies of all time, and just, you know, I like monkeys. Big Monkey.
He's not a monkey, dude.
Big Titan.
I think they went really far to humanize King Kong too. Like, a lot of the expressions and a lot of the, like, key moments, like, were definitely behind him. You know, we were all supposed to rally behind him. And you know, we've all been there. I play Dark Souls, man. I've buffed my battle axe to divine +5. You know, it looked cool. And the only problem I had with the whole picking up your axe and then jumping to go fight Godzilla, who created a tunnel down to you with his atomic breath.
To the core of the earth.
There was a... Yeah, but there was a... What happened to the warp pole?
Yeah, like, We can get to the gripes. We can get to the gripes.
that was the only issue I had. No. Overall, I really enjoyed the movie. Allie had to leave, like, the whole apartment because she didn't want to be drawn into... She just watched the Mummy movies. And she loved them, so
those are fun. Like,
oh, I love
yeah,
them.
They're really good.
Brandon Fraser's,
yeah, yeah. Oh, she was just watching those.
Those are the ones
which are great. But, like, I mean, Godzilla's no worse or like no better.
Sure,
you know?
It's no, it's
like,
definitely.
I don't want to be around with King Kong and Godzilla's. And I was like watching, you know, clips from the old movies to like get refreshed, and I was watching the King Ghidorah fight, and it's just so fucking cool. They've gone really hard on this MonsterVerse.
Yeah, you haven't. Like, you did a whole refresher course. You haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, so I watched them kind of back to back, and the things that are really prevalent in these, which I really like the King Kong movies too. But what I really like them doing with Godzilla is, I mean, it was always an allegory for nuclear war, right? But like now, it's almost like a metaphor and allegory of like natural disaster. And so watching like King Ghidorah represent like the storms and tsunamis, and then like Rodan like flying over and just an ash like falling on it out of the sky, like and destroying these towns. It was really cool to get to this next one and just be like, okay, so that's kind of like what they've set up, but now it's just a straight up man, like man is the issue. Like, right. I mean, it was always kind of that problem, but also this one was very heavy on the like Shintoism almost, where we fucked up, like humans destroyed the natural balance of things by trying to create a Godzilla of our own. So I kind of liked that, but I also didn't see, you know, in the modern age, you would want like a defense against the monsters.
Yeah.
Like, to trust a giant gorilla. I know that's like the heart and soul of like these Godzilla movies, is to like, you know, trust this overall protector, like of Japan.
Kong was peaceful. Kong, you know, King Kong has shown to be like not antagonistic.
Like he has a heart.
And Godzilla never attacks unwarranted, apparently. That's the whole thing, right? Is he never attacked before? So why is he attacking now? And it's like, oh, well, you have this super weapon, so I guess it can sense it.
Right, yeah.
Which we all saw coming, I think.
It was so cool.
Well, spoiled, too.
Mechagodzilla reveal.
It was spoiled. They did it in the trailer. They did it to themselves.
Yeah,
you can see it a little bit in the trailer.
They spoiled it, and then, well, also because the pop, remember?
The Funko Pop.
Yeah, they released it early.
Yeah, Funko Pop.
And it was
the toys always spoil, dude.
Yeah. Every single time.
More than anything, toys spoil.
Yeah, sometimes every now and then Marvel will put out like stuff for the Legos, and it'll be just like, this just looks cool. Like I still go back to like the Iron Man 3. There was supposed to be a big battle with the Mandarin in a tank scene, and that they had a whole Lego set for that, and I was like, fucking dope.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then, well, we know what happens.
There was a pop from Infinity War 2 that was like the Hulk bursting out of the Hulkbuster armor.
Yep.
And that's people were like, oh, that's gonna go down in the movie, and it like never happened.
It should have happened. But yeah, it's toys are always the culprits to it. But no, dude, I totally agree with like, it's like where it's like, it's these old, the older movie, especially the first one, mainly the original Gojira, like that was, it was the allegory of it. It was just, it was more than just, yeah, it's a monster movie. We're going to give it a message to it.
But it's, yeah, it has an overall message. And that's kind of the style of Japan as well, if you're looking into, like, the culture and like,
oh, yeah.
Shintoism in general. So, like, you could understand from their point of view this protector, you know? But it's hard in my head when I see, like, cars in the background, you know, like, there's traffic jams and, you know, people trying to get out of the city, but Hong Kong was being leveled by the fights that took place. I'm like, how many people is Godzilla stepping on?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
All of them. And
those buildings are gone. Like, I try not to, you know, dwell too much on that, but like, you gotta at some point, like, just think of the, I don't know, My Hero Academia got that instilled in me, like, maybe like during the first or second season, where they were like, collateral damage, like a hero is always trying to avoid, you know, the most collateral damage and only damage the areas that they've already that you know previously have already been damaged and you know no humans are actually in. So I mean, he's a monster, so like
Godzilla's not a hero. He's more like a big like fucking Hulk almost, you know, like the Hulk would like, yeah, he'll save the day, but he's not gonna give a fuck if he like breaks everything along the way.
He's above that.
He is above that, right? He's been to hell, man. Like I trust a guy who's been to hell. And that's why I respect the man. I mean, I don't know if you guys owned the Godzilla Attack of the Monsters or whatever it was called, Godzilla versus the Monsters or something on GameCube.
Oh, Destroy All Monsters. Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah,
yeah, that game was fun.
I played it with my brothers like growing up, and GameCube is an underrated system.
I wholeheartedly agree.
That game was so fun because they were like, so many different types of monsters. Like, it almost had all of them from the lore.
Destroy All Monsters Melee.
so fucking cool. Like, and the fact that I grew up really loving King Ghidorah, and the fact that they talked about his telepathy, which never comes into play, but you're like, how do three heads all talk to each other? Like, if they don't communicate by mouth, like, it is telepathy. And for them to like use King Ghidorah's skull to like telepathically link to the Mecha Godzilla, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, because this is what I understood when it got fried and like the whole thing went haywire and like blew up and killed the guy who was trying to run it. There was like King Ghidorah's ghost running Mecha Godzilla.
That was exactly what I thought when I saw it. I'm like, yeah,
you said. Oh, I thought it was just like right the after AI. Godzilla. Like, you know, that makes sense.
But I'm like, they didn't program it to have a autopilot. I don't think like they. They literally Stew Pickles did. Like they
maybe they could have had it where some lightning comes out of Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, like I mean, they. I read up that they purposely put like a King Ghidorah roar into like one of his last moments. Like maybe that was the illusion that we were looking for. But I wasn't paying attention to like whose roar was what because they all sound the same.
Yeah, it's just a giant ass roar.
Yeah, I thought they were going to set up, like, Mecha King Ghidorah, but it just never... I mean, it's all blown up. Because
that needs to happen, too.
I even felt like in the last Godzilla movie, the way, like, he was finally blown up, like, the exact right chunks were left and blown off that are, like, you know, the, like, Mecha King Ghidorah, how, like, one is all metal, one is, like, part metal. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they left the head, one of the heads, there's two heads gone, like, they're going to get replaced. That thing's so cool. It's just the design... of some of those monsters.
The visual effects in these movies are ridiculous, yeah.
The dude that drills on his hands, I don't remember who that guy is.
Oh, like the cockroach-looking dude?
Yeah, and he digs, and so like everyone else is flying on the battlefield, and you're digging.
There's Destroya.
That was in the Jet Jaguar movie, which is terrible.
As far as all of these older movies go, how well-versed are we?
I've only seen a few. I haven't seen a whole lot. I saw that one. I saw it was like Godzilla fucking Raids Again or some shit. I don't know. It was like the American release of the original Gojira movie. So it's like spliced with this random American reporter who's just like fucking narrating basically what's happening and shit. Like it's all right, I guess, if you kind of ignore that.
exposition purposes.
Yeah, exactly. I saw Mothra and Godzilla vs. Mothra, which is cool. And then I saw Godzilla 2000, which was kind of just like, whatever. It was fine. It was just silly. Like, I was a kid. It was cool.
With Matthew Broderick?
No, Godzilla. What is which that? Like, one is 1990, that one? 1999 or 1998, some shit like
that. Yeah, I love that one. I do.
The animated series that came after it is awesome.
I did watch the animated series too.
It's so good. And then I saw Shin Godzilla, which is really fucking good. That's more of like
that one.
It's so good. It's like back to him being a natural disaster type thing. He's more inspired by the nuclear meltdown in Japan, and then like because of the tsunami, it's like a mixture of that. So like, there's this scene where like he's in his like second stage or first stage, some shit like that. Because like in this one, Godzilla is like a mutated being, and they really play on that. So like at first, it's like this weird larval thing, and then it gets like arms and legs. And then it becomes like the true Godzilla kind of silhouette.
Oh, that's interesting.
It looks really weird, but it also looks still, it's clearly still Godzilla, which is interesting. In one of the second or first stages, he's like crawling through the city streets and pushing these cars out of the way and stuff. And the way it's filmed and the way the cars are moving, it's very similar to footage of the water coming in and just like pushing all the cars and stuff and flooding the streets. And then the way Godzilla's like skin is burned, and it looks like very like burned and mutated. That's supposed to be reminiscent of like, you know, the burn victims of like the radiation and stuff from the meltdown. So it's it's really cool. It's a crazy, crazy movie. Definitely watch it.
What about you, Seal? What kind of movies have you seen?
I watched the original Gojira. I watched Raids Again. I saw King of Monsters, the one that Jose was talking about. And I think the first one for me that had like that message, it was the black and white. Maybe it was just the way it was directed. It was a little bit more intense. And just substance there. I really liked it. After that, I tried watching like Destroyer Monsters or like, you know, Mechagodzilla, Terror of Mechagodzilla. And it felt like Power Rangers to me, which I was not a fan of Power Rangers growing up.
Yeah, boo.
Some trains you catch, some you don't. But, you know, it just didn't really get to me. But I do remember loving the fuck. And I don't really... we watched it the other day, and I watched the first part of it. That 98 Godzilla with Matthew Broderick, that was my first introduction to Godzilla.
That was mine, too.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is Hank Azaria? It's Mo. What the hell are you doing with this camera?
I saw him in Friends first, so I always knew him as, like, the guy from Friends. And then I was like, oh, he's the guy from, like, doing all the Simpsons voices. And I'm like, oh, dude, this guy's in everything.
He's in all the things I love.
I've always loved the idea of, like, a monster movies. I think they're cool as shit. The destruction porn aspect of it with, like, these giant titans just wrecking shit. It's cool. I'll watch Criterions. Oh, I'll see my fine, you know, cinephile picks. But sometimes I just want to sit back, turn my brain off, and just see some cool shit.
Hey, you know, you and I have both talked about how we've played the old King Kong game, you remember?
Oh, Peter Jackson's King Kong was the shit.
Yeah, because that movie's awesome.
That movie is
but
awesome.
Also, and I love that Godzilla, like, trademark Godzilla, or not Godzilla, King Kong, loves to just tear jaws off of people. Like, just loves to do that little snap jaw thing, and he did it in the old movies, too, and and then they did it in the new Peter Jackson movie. And then you got to control him in the PS2 game and just snap jaws of T-Rexes all the time.
That game had no business being as good as it was.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that game was really awesome in both the perspective of King Kong and... what was the main character's name? I can't even remember.
Jack.
Exactly.
Jack, yeah.
Those characters were so forgettable.
Remember Jack Black.
And Jack Black. Just like in this one.
Exactly. It's just like, they're just like there. They're fine, I guess.
Adrian Brody was pretty good, though.
Was he, though? What was, like, a cool thing he did in that movie?
He had that Adrian Brody look.
Exactly. Nothing.
I love the approach Peter Jackson did after Lord of the Rings. Like, he, you know, for a long time, it was all practical effects for a little while. You know, like, he liked doing, you know, actual stunt guys, you know, being in the battles. But then at one point, he's just like, just kind of pretend you're being attacked by a bunch of bugs. Like, you know, we don't have, you know, bugs. So let's just, you know, you see a bug, you attack it over there. That was exactly what he told him
we'll
to do
fix
in Lord
it in
of the
post.
Rings with the wargs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he was you can't see the wargs. And they told the actor playing Gimli, he was like, just kind of survey the field. Like, attack, you know, when you feel necessary. And then we'll just kind of work it around you. It's that approach is just kind of strange, but I love it.
that bug scene was gruesome. Also, a connection to this movie and that one, Kyle Chandler, the guy who plays Levin's father in this movie, also in that King Kong from 2005. He was the actor in
Damn,
that
guy's
one.
So, old.
Yeah. This movie has a couple weird connections to that production because apparently that was right when, like, Universal owned the rights to King Kong. There was going to be a sequel in production to be made, but they lost the rights to it, and the original director that was picked by Peter Jackson to direct it was our own Adam Wingard, who was directing this one. It's got a nice little
connection,
vetting, and connection to it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool though. Yeah, it's pretty interesting because, like, I think everybody here is much more bigger fan of Godzilla, and like I really like the Peter Jackson King Kong movie, but that's kind of like as much as my real like connection.
Did you guys not watch the fucking Kong animated series? You guys,
I did watch it.
About the 90s one?
No, yeah. It was like in the 2000s, I think. And like there was a guy, and he had like a little headset, like a little Bluetooth headset, and he would use. I think it was on Disney Channel or something, Disney XD, and like he would use it, and he would like telepathically link with Kong, and like give him a buff boost. Because, technology would, like, enhance them. It was so weird. Like, the villain had the same thing, and he would, like, use it on, like, a hyena, and it would turn into a big hyena-like monster, and then he'd have to use Kong and, like, fight it. It was awesome.
I don't remember all that. I mean, I remember watching the cartoon as a kid. I remember watching the cartoon as a kid, but I don't remember it very much. But, no, I guess for me, like, the 1980 version, because obviously, I didn't have any preconceived notion of what Godzilla was supposed to be. So I really enjoyed the 1998 version of Godzilla because I always just assumed Godzilla was just a, you know, like a giant lizard. So like when I was kind of learning about like Hollow Earth and all the sort of lore that's kind of behind the character that's been there, I guess, for like a long time now, it felt very kind of foreign to me because it felt very much like I didn't realize how much of like came before, you know what I mean? And how technically the 1998 version is like a bastardization of what really Godzilla was supposed to be, you know? Like, and all
for
the,
sure.
And all
but
the
I don't think it's
because
of
it.
The lore. It's because, like, it was just like the monster was just like nerfed.
They hated
it was
the monster.
Giant, yeah. It's a giant, like, T Rex. I think when he's going through, he's like, a giant dinosaur is walking through. I'm like, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, the design was weird. I mean, I guess, but, like, he gets taken out by fucking missiles. Like, that's not Godzilla, you know?
Yeah, like, see, and so, like, yeah, like, so, like, to me, I guess that I didn't really know really what Godzilla was, I guess. So, like, to me, I always enjoyed the movie. And then watching these, like, I guess for me, because I've never seen the original Godzilla. I've only seen, like, parts of it or just, like, little scenes here and there when he fights, like, Mecha Godzilla and stuff, you know? I was just kind of assumes these were like the giant tarantula or, like, the giant cockroach.
Yeah, and there's a cheesiness to
there's
it.
There's a cheesiness yeah, to like, them. Yeah, and yeah, so, yeah. Like, I always just assumed these were, like, monster movies, and so like
sure. Guys in suits, yeah.
And so like I never really put much thought behind them, and sort of like as I was watching this, it's kind of like I've watched, you know, I enjoy fucking Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and he produces like a billion of those just monster movies, and you know I like the Rock enough to just be like, oh, this is cool, you know, and just kind of turn off my brain. But
you
I
saw Rampage. Did you?
Yeah,
like it?
I love Rampage. It. Rampage was great. Oh, okay. Played the game as a kid, and I was like, "Hey, this is cool." You know, it was giant monkey, giant lizard, fucking fighting. And I was like, "All right, right on."
Giant alligator,
the flying wolf, right, or some shit, or mm-hmm. There's like some one of them flies.
He had like wings. He had a flying squirrel thing attached to him, basically.
I know you were bringing that up, wanted to have like the Rock in these movies.
Yeah, because like what felt really weird to me is like. Like, that's why one of my favorite characters in the Godzilla King of Monsters was that one really, like, kind of, like, self-aware dude. Because he,
oh,
like...
The scientist,
because he was hilarious because he realized how ridiculous everything in the world was. It was, like, including the Hollow Earth stuff is kind of, like, cheesy in a way. And so, like, to me, I really liked how he kind of kept breaking the serious tone of the film and kind of brought it back to, like, kind of, like, oh, you know, it's a giant fucking monsters fight, you know? Like, it's crazy. And so,
I would have rather had The Rock than fucking Millie Bobby Brown or whatever. Dude, she was so pointless in this movie. Like, there was no reason. Her whole B squad, C squad, was like unnecessary.
They dragged my boy Brian Tyree Henry as well into this, and I'm just like,
he was a good character, but yeah, it was a good way to kind of break the tension.
I want you to make season 3 and 4 of Atlanta, please.
Like, he could have just cracked the code. But instead, the useless fucking Australian or like New Zealand kid or whatever, some random kid
from Deadpool.
Is like, and he didn't even crack it. He's like, I'm just going to spill fucking this drink on the console.
And fix it.
Old, that was so great.
The old gag.
I've heard this argument come so many times in these movies, and I get it. The human elements have always been bad.
Yeah.
But you can still try. And this
is different from pointless, dude. Like, okay, like the military squad going to fucking the Arctic or whatever with Kong, even if you don't like them, they're necessary for the story progression, right? Mm. Like that other squad was not necessary for almost anything, and things just kept happening to them. There was no reason that they specifically had to do what they were doing other than the fact that we got to put Millie Bobby Brown in this movie because her contract. Or whatever, for doing the other movie. We had to get, like, 3 movies out of her. Or some shit, you know? Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
The only
like,
thing they showed me was that the place had no security whatsoever.
Yeah.
it was never any security anywhere.
Let's like, keep the elevator to this burnt-down, destroyed lab running still so that any old person can just come down into our facility and we won't get alerted that, like, hey, someone's using this elevator.
Hey, by the way.
So dumb.
I mean, like, overall, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was cool, you know, like, I enjoyed the movie. I had a lot of fun with the fights. I think it was done really well. I think the elements that I kind of was there to watch were super enjoyable. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, I guess for me, because I don't have that big love for the Godzilla and, you know, the real big fandom of it, to me, it was kind of just like a monster movie, you know, just like kind of a very, like, you know, just a monster movie. And, but I mean, I still had a lot of fun, though. You know what I mean? Like, that was the thing about it. Like, it was done very, very well.
It was a good movie overall. If anything, it got me super excited for the sequel, the King Kong versus Godzilla versus Predator versus Jimmy Neutron.
Dude, Jimmy Neutron's going to take that one. Easy. That's...
Jimmy Neutron won in, against Timmy, you know, and that was magic. I mean, come on.
No, he didn't win. I mean,
it can be debated.
Predator's going to be there, though. He's going to... Versus Predator.
No, guys... Come on. We all know the sequel is Space Jam. That's what's going to end up being.
The Monstars. This is the Monsters.
Kong is in that movie.
And it's going to be a canon. Fucking basketball game.
The new preview looks so strange. I'm not sure what they're trying to convey because I was a little disturbed by
everything.
Animation changes. Like, I'm like, why did LeBron turn into a cartoon? It looked like they were trying to do something different. But like, Michael not Jordan good. Wasn't a... cartoon when he went down there. So yeah.
That was the whole
Michael Jordan
thing
better
is
be
like,
in this movie.
It's like Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny on the screen together. That was the whole selling point.
Yeah.
It sold a million Big Macs. Are you kidding me? I watched that movie and I'm like, damn, I want McDonald's. Like it works.
My Oma used to buy the secret stuff all the time, which was just like a powder you put in your water. And like I don't know if it was just like a sweetener, like made it
It was
I forgot
sugar,
what it
dude.
Was. It was just sugar. Yeah, exactly. It made your water Kool-Aid.
Makes you go.
But it was so funny. But it didn't make me feel all steroided up. And it was different from the movie because the movie, it wasn't even a thing. It was just water. So then what are you adding?
Did any of y'all actually think Kong was going to take this one?
Like, no, honestly, not at all. No, fight? Not at all. No.
There was a moment where I thought they were going to make it at least look like he... And he, at the end of like the Hong Kong fight, I was like, all right, you're doing a good job. That first one, I'm like, homie gets drowned. I'm like...
That was a disadvantage.
That
for
was
sure.
rough. He was shackled at first. The thing is, okay. First of all, right? There's a few things. We'll break it down. Uh-huh. Let's look at their origins. Original Godzilla, immune to normal armaments. Tanks and shit do nothing. They had to use a mystical weapon that Ra's al Ghul was going to use and fucking burn all the oxygen or whatever and fucking kill him, right? Kong, original, gets taken out by fucking those... planes that don't even have real engines. Yeah. They just have the little spinny rotors and guns planes? Just like yeah. duct tape onto them. Mm-hmm. And he fucking dies. Come on. And I know in the original versus
Kong's
movie,
like small.
He is. Yeah, he's much smaller. He's smaller than like the Empire State Building or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I know they had to buff him up the first time they fought. They gave him like electric powers and kinds of crazy mind powers and I don't know fucking just crazy like they buffed him
lightning.
Up yeah so it's like come on like you always have, if you already have to buff him up clearly he's gonna lose ordinarily like Godzilla has fucking atomic breath
yeah I you mean can't... that thing literally is just OP
after King
like...
of Monsters and you just see that he has like that repulsor like those when he just gets because thermonuclear yeah. I'm like I yeah no
that's like
this
his shit
isn't...
yeah exactly when he's a fucking bomb.
Yeah,
when
I mean, yeah. He's a living, yeah, like nuclear reactor that can just shoot fucking nuclear energy. He's gonna fuck up Kong any day of the week. And even in this one, when I was like, there was a smidgen of a moment when I was like, oh, he's got that axe though. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, ah, even so, like he needs an axe now. And like, and it didn't help him too much.
Isn't Godzilla like basic, like the embodiment of Kami, like of Japanese lore? Like that's what I got out of his kind of the background of him because he's able to defeat like demons in hell and you know
I mean sure
insurmountable odds so like that's what I got out of it was he was Kami and I'm like if you're basically a god or like a deity a giant you know ape isn't gorilla. Like gonna really you know do
oh yeah
too much and I thought I liked the battle axe like I thought that was a good
was cool.
addition to it and it for some reason like he did that jump where like he was kind of like he was doing the Obi-Wan lightsaber thing on Count Dooku mm-hmm. where he, like, blocks the lightning. He was blocking that atomic breath. But then he, like, raises it over his head to, you know, like, have that dramatic
moment
position over him.
Yeah.
But that somehow moves Godzilla. Like, Godzilla's not aiming at his chest anymore. He's, like, aiming at the axe. So I'm like, if that, like, moves him, like, it, like, magnetizes with the atomic breath, I'm like, that's a huge advantage. Like, then now you don't really have to worry about that anymore. And there was that moment, I'm sure you guys felt the same way, and that's probably why they added it in the movie, too, was when Mechagodzilla was just crushing Godzilla, like, in the background while King Kong was, like, trying to get up before he moved his shoulder into place like a boss.
Yeah, that was boss.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, looking at the fight, and I just half expected him before they sent in the girl who had the connection with him and could communicate with him, which was a great plot device. Thank you.
Yeah, I really
so
like
cute.
That.
Without that, I wouldn't have really cared too much about it's King Kong.
Give me something.
Yeah, and so when they did that, I was like, if she didn't show up, I was half expecting King Kong to jump over there and help Mechagodzilla just beat Godzilla.
Yeah, like, hey, fuck this guy.
That dude just puts you down. You just team up with Mechagodzilla. That would have made the movie for me. I was like, oh, yeah, take the disadvantage, you know? Yeah. And then while Mechagodzilla
for humans!
Not paying attention, just tear it off, yeah.
I did like Kong more. I mean, because obviously this was more of like a King Kong movie, I guess.
It was,
for sure.
And I did end up like loving Kong near the... he was my boy. Like, even when he was on the ship, I was like, oh, dude, fuck these guys. You can't even... You're a $1 trillion company. You guys can't get a giant fucking tarp or a giant fucking poncho for my boy out there, like, in the fucking rain? Dude, that was weak.
They didn't even care.
That was so lame. They're like, nah, fuck him.
Like, yeah, you guys have this crazy facility for him. You guys seriously couldn't get a fucking umbrella for this guy? Dude.
No, they were the evil corporation. That's why.
Yeah. He was my boy, though, for sure, by the end of it.
The intentions were good, though. That was the problem. The bad guy wasn't that evil. It's the same thing I felt about WandaVision. It was like, yeah, I guess that's the bad guy, but like, he wasn't really trying to do that bad of a thing. He was like, you know, almost protecting the human race.
But he was a fool. He was playing with powers he could not control.
Totally.
In the end, it went haywire. And that thing, who knows, it might have destroyed all the humans too.
I think if I had the capability to protect humans against Godzilla.
Monster.
I would try. I mean, isn't that what Pacific Rim's all about?
Sure.
I didn't watch those movies, but...
They had the mental connection down pat, though. They had it. They didn't use monster heads.
It was patented.
They used, like, their spines and shit.
Oh,
and there was two of them. There was two people, because they're like, yeah, then you need, like, two brains to be able to move this giant thing to coordinate it.
That needs to be the next crossover, but I don't think it'll happen, because that's
the future. They should have had Aku show up. That would have been dope.
From Samurai Jack?
Yeah.
Aku?
Yeah, I would have loved to see Aku. Man, that would have been so dope.
He would have just ran away like a little bitch.
He would have dug Kong into a portal.
Kong's in the future?
Kong in the future?
Hell yeah, I'm down.
See?
He has to fight like future monsters and shit.
I'll take Aku in any medium whatsoever, even in like a Harry Potter movie, and like Aku shows up and he's like, this is not where I wanted to be. And then he leaves. The cat just freaked out at my Aku voice.
Or Aku even.
Samurai.
It's because it was good.
The Last Airbender? Okay. Remember?
Ooh. Oh, God.
That would have been dope also.
Okay, but I have one last guarantee as to why it should have been clear who the winner would have been. So the big debate has always been, what would win in a fight? A silverback gorilla or a grizzly bear, right? Oh. So real quick, what would you guys say? Just real quick.
Grizzly bear for sure.
Grizzly bear for sure. Okay.
I do this every day in my head because I feel like we had a podcast where I just went off and started talking about.
It was the last one.
Yeah, I think it was. I think I put a gorilla against a really angry ox or like a
hippo. I think it's a hippo. No?
It was a. I did a hippo, but I've definitely like messed with a bull. Like I'm like get a really angry bull in there against a gorilla that's like not paying attention. I feel like that would be a good fight because the gorilla is gonna whoop in any other. Scenario whatsoever, my money is on the gorilla, and the gorilla will womp on a bear,
womp
on it, and it won't womp, you know.
Marcel,
that fight would be awesome.
that fight would not womp.
If we're going just regular, like just silverback gorilla versus a grizzly bear, I'm gonna go with a gorilla.
Okay, so Alonzo, you're the only one who's right.
Woo!
The grizzly bear would fuck the gorilla's day up, and I have science to prove it. So, first of all. Let's just break it down in terms of biology, right? So gorilla skin is very similar to our skin where it's tight against us and it bleeds very easily if you cut it. Whereas gorilla skin is a lot more like cat skin where it's loose and it moves. So that actually helps resist, cutting and scratching.
The grizzly bear?
Right? Yeah. So the grizzly bear has that kind of skin, right? So even if you gave the gorilla a fucking knife, it would still, the grizzly bear might be okay. And it doesn't have a knife. The grizzly bear has knives on the end of its hands. It will slice and slash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their bites are about the same. But how the fuck is a gorilla going to get in close to bite a grizzly bear without getting bit back and shredded up? Also, the grizzly bear is honestly just as strong as that silverback. Like, yeah, silverbacks are fucking strong. Grizzly bears are fucking strong, dude.
Hell yeah.
They can, like, smash over, like, a giant, like, full dumpster with, like, one paw. Like, it's not, like it's nothing. Like, they don't give a fuck. So their strength is comparable. Next.
But the bear's dumb. The gorilla is smart.
Oh, the gorilla's gonna... fucking smart? Oh, it's going to fashion a fucking rifle on the fucking spot like MacGyver? What's the gorilla? What's that going to...
Listen.
They're not that smart, dude. They don't show any tactical anything. The bear... has
have
like wrestling skills.
Yeah.
People will wrestle a bear, and the bear has like, the bear is a fighter. It's a killer. It's a predator. The gorilla is not. It's just not, like, you know what I mean? And like, and also, gorillas get fucked up by jaguars all the time. Like, that's a thing. Like, jaguars will kill gorillas all the time. And a jaguar is substantially smaller than a grizzly bear.
I think a, like, jaguar would also get fucked up by a grizzly bear. But I feel that's a different fight. I feel like I want to see a gorilla. German suplex a grizzly bear.
It's not going to German suplex. If you could mind control, then maybe. Yeah, if you could control him like a fucking video game, then. But like, it's not. Also, gorillas are like cowards, dude. Like, they'll run away all, like, instead of fight. Whereas a grizzly bear will chase your ass down.
And grizzlies can run up to like, what, 30 miles an hour?
They're fast.
What is that, Ultimate Warrior? Or what was it? What's the show?
Deadliest Warrior.
Deadliest Warrior, yeah. They need to do a Deadliest Warrior spinoff just of badass animals.
Sci-Fi Channel had one with, like, dinosaurs. It was called, like,
I remember that.
Like, Prehistoric fucking Showdown or some shit. It was dope. Like,
really bad
would,
yeah, but it was cool.
Yeah. They would find, like, dig sites where, like, these two animals, they find the fossils preserved and they're, like, in combat or something like that.
Then they break
it down, like, the injuries and, like, all this and they're like, they like recreate it with, like, yeah, really bad CGI and, like, how the fight might have gone down. It's always really dope. It was always really dope, though. I was fucking super into it.
This is a strange tangent on your point of dinosaurs, but Coloradans are, like, super into Triceratops. Did you know that Colorado is, like, one of the sites of, like, the most Triceratops?
I believe it.
Like, interesting.
Like, yeah, so, like, they're...
Like, that's where they roamed, basically, in that area?
I guess, is what they are trying to say. So, like, a lot of my coworkers will, like, talk about, like, you know, Triceratops places, like, tourist traps, and then one of them has a Triceratops tattoo. Like, a lot of them are just... I mean, like, I'm all for Triceratops because they're cool as shit. It's not, like... You know, I'm more of a Brontosaurus guy. We don't have to really get into, like, our favorite dinosaurs, but, you know, just so you guys know.
That's interesting.
That's fucking crazy.
I didn't know that. I never knew where most. I guess when it was just Pangaea, I'm just like, they were just everywhere.
They were just everywhere. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
They were just everywhere. But I think anyone that really thought that Kong was gonna win. See, I think if Kong would have gotten some special powers when he sat in the chair, or like, I don't know why, but when they showed the axe, I was like, oh, that's not the final weapon. He's going to pick up, like, a sword or something. You know, like a net
gonna
or something.
He's going to turn into Transformers last night, and he's going to have Excalibur.
Yeah. Because I'm like, come on. I'm like, this Godzilla bros fire breath. I'm like, he just has fur. It's just fur. It's going to burn.
It's just fur.
He's going to catch on fire. Like,
scales like Ghidorah offer was like some a protection. Dragon.
Yeah,
he's like from a dragon space. Hydra thing.
It was it was crazy. Shit.
What we need to do is we need to get isolated gorilla, put him in a gym, give him boatloads of creatine and supplements, and just fucking just train him and just boost his stats.
Ooh, hell yeah! Give him some K-stas.
Now that versus a fucking grizzly bear. Prep time, bro. Works for Batman. Works
Jose,
for King Kong.
I feel like you looked up a lot of, you know, stats and, you know, things for comparisons, but did you put nunchucks into the equation?
Okay, so first of all, a nunchuck isn't going to hit a grizzly bear hard enough for it to... It's not going to hurt it. Grizzly bears are fucking big, dude. They're thick. They have a lot of... like, their hides... Dude, okay, so there's, like, reports of people back in the pioneer days and stuff. Like, they would shoot grizzly bears with rifles and like it wouldn't stop it, and then they would
keep
die all the time. Like, it would take like five dudes with rifles unloading on a grizzly bear to take it down. Like, they're
such,
no joke.
Such disrespect in this conversation for nunchaku.
Oh my
could you
God,
imagine
dude.
Could you imagine like back in those same times where farmers are just, you know, talking, they're like, oh yeah, my rifle shots didn't do shit to that grizzly bear, but do you remember last week when that fucking gorilla popped out with some nunchucks? I fucking ran. I dropped my I ran to the next town over.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I remember it was in the Grizzly, because I mean, like, Harambe did not stand a chance, all right? Harambe did not stand a chance, all right? And
Harambe had a movement behind him.
He was basically like Manny Pacquiao. We were all cheering.
Harambe about which one's more likable.
Harambe was more than just a popularity contest. He was just a gorilla, all right?
He was a symbol.
Yes.
And then Brother Bear. Come on now.
Oh boy.
I watched Brave. Brave, that bear was fucking cheap.
Oh my god. Pixar really cheaped out on that one. How? And that still beat Wreck-It Ralph somehow. Still, I will to this day. That's an atrocity.
Mm, real quick though, I will say I think the gorilla from Rampage might have put up a better fight. I will say that.
I think the black bear from The Fox and the Hound would put up the biggest fight.
Well, because that one's in haunting my dreams.
Out of the two fights, I gotta say that last one was just fucking, that's about everything I'm gonna want.
Yeah.
City itself looked fucking amazing. I'm like, I don't know if this is what Hong Kong looked like, old Tron legacied out, but it looked great. The set pieces were great, the choreography was great on it all, and like you said, Jose, earlier, the CGI and this shit, like, they did not cheap out.
That's why the cheesy things were so easy to pick out, like when King Kong and Godzilla were fighting, and then there's that one shot where it's just Godzilla's facing and goes like, he doesn't make that noise.
Oh yeah, he would make that
yeah, it's definitely
he smiles
playing.
Yeah, nice shot, bro.
Oh god.
Yeah, but there were just a few cheesy parts, and I love that, like, robots aren't cheesy anymore, and we can get back to some of that, because there was a time period where it was just robots, 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 and it was like this one was almost like a Power Ranger fusion of this, because it felt very mechy. But I love going back and, like, knowing that, you know, Godzilla obviously fought Mechagodzilla before, and then there were a bunch of things saying, this is the first time King Kong's ever fought Mechagodzilla before, obviously. But it's not his first time fighting a robot, because there was a King Kong robot version of him.
Yep, yep.
So, like, there was just that time period where they're just like, yeah, you know, there's a monster, but we can make a robot version of him.
There was a Mecha King Kong? What the fuck?
Yep. Yeah, there was like a Robo King Kong.
God damn.
King Kong also had a son.
Godzilla, that's what I want. I want the sons to fight. Godzilla Jr. versus King Kong Jr.
Is he? Wait, how? That was the last person. Wasn't he the last one?
Nah, dude. They be having babies. They don't give a fuck.
Didn't you ever hear about Mighty Joe Young?
Oh, that's my favorite gorilla.
That's
the best. That's the king right there.
Yeah.
That's
Mighty Joe Young is the most underrated Disney film of all time.
So there was some inconsistencies with that axe power level, I think. Because
I agree.
It, like, barely sunk into Godzilla's thigh. Granted, he's thick. But I'm just saying, he was slicing up Mechagodzilla like it was nobody's business. I mean, come on, it was no problem.
Yeah. Also, God, yeah, Mechagodzilla was fucking destroying. So, like, it wasn't even a fair fight,
because it was Ghidorah.
Fun. Yeah.
No, but it was weird. They were like, okay, we're gonna get. I thought they were gonna have to bring back a sample of, like, whatever radiation power source they come from.
No, they just emailed it back to the guy. But they just sent a signal.
Yeah, they fucking emailed it, dude. And somehow they get a signal. I can't even download a Valorant update on my fucking laptop in the time that they downloaded a fucking unknown power signature from the core of the planet. But apparently that's not that far away, because Godzilla could have just, like, burrowed a hole down. Like, there's come on, dude. That was so
weird. Where is the sunlight coming from?
Oh, in the middle of the earth?
Yeah, in the middle of the core of the earth. I'm like, where the fuck?
The hollow
I think
earth?
The theory is, like, that there's like a mini sun down there in
what?
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, so actually, this is something I want to bring up. Okay, so I think the whole hollow earth shit is, like, kind of corny, but I don't know if it's just because I'm not a fan. How do you guys feel about that? Because
I think it's kind of cool.
Okay,
thing. It's been a recurring element in, like, literature. Mm-hmm. It was like a theory, you know, like Journey to the Center of the Earth and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, Tarzan, the old books and stuff. And even in the cartoon, I know they had an episode where, like, they go underground to, like, a hollow earth type situation. And there's, like, dinosaurs down there still. Tarzan has to fight some dinosaurs. It's pretty cool.
It's just, like, untouched by time.
Right.
It's kind of cool. It's, like, preserved. Yeah,
I don't know if that's how Land of the Lost is, like, as well.
That was
I don't
exactly
know.
What I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, shit. I read your mind, man.
Yeah. Well, you sent it in an email.
Yeah, that's the thing. You sent it to, through...
He got the zip.
The technology increase from the last Godzilla movie to this one, it was like... Mm-hmm. I think the last one was like modern day, and then this one, they have like crazy ships that zip through with like Star Wars colors. able to transfer power sources through... email. They could have
gone with those ships. Like, King Kong was so unnecessary. They're like, we need him to take us there. But it was like, you guys already have this whole, like, mineshaft built. This whole facility. Is this an ancient, facility? Or no? I thought they built it. And I'm like, just go in.
The
just
tunnel
fly right in.
That led from, like, Florida to Hong Kong, too. I'm like, what is that? Like, what was that about?
How they built that?
Was it New York to Hong Kong? Yeah. I'm like, they had to build that, so you guys already have a portal between Earth's core. Like, I don't know. They didn't really explain the things that, I guess, needed to be explained a little more. I don't know.
Kong's just swinging. Just swinging on the rocks, and then he, like, falls in, and they follow him. And then they're a quick jot freaking from the apparently Antarctica down to where, Hong Kong. They just ran there. Because that's where the core was the whole time. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, there it is.
A lot of time traveling in the movie.
A lot of just, like, suspension of disbelief. But it's fine, because the thing is, like, the movie doesn't package itself like something where it needs to be taken super seriously. Like Alonzo said, it's a fucking monster movie. It's not,
what we came for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not Gojira or Shin Godzilla where it's like, we're going to have a message. It's like every other Godzilla movie where it's like, nah, we're just going to do like this silly monster this, brawl.
Yeah.
But we're going to throw Hollywood money at it and it's going to look really nice at least.
Yeah, it did look cool.
Yeah, no, and it looked great too. Like I said, that's the only reason why, like I said, I think maybe that's why the Hollow Earth stuff kind of didn't really like resonate with me. It's because like those elements of the movie when like the humans were on screen, everything was so serious. Like, even in The King of Monsters, when she was like, I'm going to save the Earth by unleashing these goddamn, like, fucking monsters. And I'm like, what? And then, like, because, you know, they try to make her sound so logical and, like she's not a supervillain and stuff. And I'm just like, dude, this is, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, why would you do this? And because...
Like, this is clearly a supervillain, dude. She's unleashing monsters.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's... It was just one of those things where it just seems so like, because it was so serious, like I'm like, come on, you can't be serious. Like, just say you're evil. Like, don't even pretend like there's a logical thing behind this. Just say you want to destroy the Earth. Like, I'd rather when just take that.
When your monologue has the words "return to the natural order," you have problems.
Yeah, like it was just one of those things, and I'm like, and so like I said, for me, I think whenever it was just the monsters and like kind of the bigger just, you know, turn off the brain action going on, like that's kind of the best parts of the movies and out of all of them, is because you're not really paying attention to anything that's, you know, quote unquote, like serious. But that's why for me, like I said, some of these, like some of the movies of the of this specific like kind of trilogy, I guess you would say, or like series, they just, you know, like I said, they were just kind of like monster movies for me. I'm just like, oh, okay, there's a monster movie, that's cool, you know. Like, all the human stuff, I really just didn't not give a fuck about. I was just like, all right. Well, when could we get back to the monsters fighting again?
When I see freaking crazy billionaire and he's not just solving world hunger, I'm always just like, come on. Maybe we don't need intergalactic portals in fucking Antarctica.
Yeah,
maybe some scholarships.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What I liked about Godzilla's fighting style was, like, he's not really, like, unpredictable. Like, you can look at him and be like, okay, like, those fists are coming at me. The atomic breath, probably, you know, he'll run into me, you know, do whatever. But no one, in the whole movie, like, and it seems like in the stretch of, like, a good chunk of Godzilla movies, no one ever sees his tail coming. It's always like a, ha ha, you didn't see, whap. And then, like, his tail hits him like a secret move. I was like, isn't that almost as big as his entire body?
Do you not see the whip?
Of the tail just like coming straight for your face. It surprises everybody. But it's like his one key move that he's just like, oh, you thought I was done. You thought I was all fists. Well, let me tell you, I got this chonky tail.
And I think that thing puts in work too, that little tail.
Godzilla, man, he was wrecking people.
Also, I'm always thinking about it. I'm like, couldn't Godzilla just fall backwards on the people and kill them? Like with all the spikes? Probably. Like those little spikes he got on his back? Like,
Mecha Godzilla could have done that. That would have been fucking sweet. He had jets on his back too. He was like half Power Rangers Megazord, and then half of the James and the Giant Peach fish in the ocean, like that the giant whale thing
with the gears. Yeah,
yeah, that thing was.
I almost didn't like the design, but I was fine with it in the end.
Like, how else could they? They could have gone so far. Like, they didn't make it Trekosaurus, you know. Like, it was like decent. It was decently cheesy. The whole movie wasn't that bad. Like, overall, I finished the whole thing. I'm like, yeah. It had some bad parts, but, like, I went into it just expecting, you know.
It was like a 7.
Monsters. Honestly. Yeah, it was a 7. You know, it was better than the last few movies I've watched for the show. Yeah. It was, but, like, Justice League, in almost a similar vein, I'm going to compare the two, is, like, they put so much into their movie, they were almost juggling with too many bad ideas, and then didn't know what to do with them to intersect all of these different the characters into this one movie just to kind of explain the team, basically. But this movie was kind of good at, like, as much as we said, you know, one side of the cast, the B-Squad or whatever, was useless, it was a good pairing of the two movies together. Nothing seemed to fall on itself, you know, nothing was...
it was coherent, you know, it didn't come out of left field. Yeah, like, yeah, I, they nothing were useless, ran. But I knew where they came from, who we they were,
yeah,
the purpose, like what they wanted. Yeah, for sure.
Overall, yeah, I would probably give it, you know, solid Star Wars numbers. 7.
Good old Force Awakens.
Yeah, give it a... Even, I mean, you know, you had fun at Force Awakens. You can't say you didn't, you know... Like, it's not like Transformers 2 where you want that money back.
I had fun with Transformers 2. I like the first two.
For that one.
It was all downhill after 3 for me. 3, 4, ever, 12.
3 had some good action pieces.
I won't ever get my money back on fucking Shia LaBeouf going to Transformers Heaven. That makes fucking sense.
It's definitely not good, but it was enjoyable for me still. But, like, I'm sure it might not hold up if I went back and watched it.
Just go watch Bumblebee.
I did. Cool, it was really good.
Universes.
It was fun.
I don't know if that universe colliding would ever happen, but Transformers.
I've seen Transformers collide with so many different universes. They were in the Marvel universe, the DC universe. I think they went over to like the My Little Pony universe at one point. So
that's what we need. My Little Pony versus Godzilla. And just see Godzilla get thrashed.
You know, I can see that.
Just if the studio didn't care. Like, they were like, we have these two franchises that people like. Why don't we do a mishmash? Like, something that just doesn't make any sense.
That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. It just might work.
It just might work.
Sometimes they're cool. Hercules, like,
Darkwing Duck.
I like Ash versus, like, Freddy and Jason and stuff like that, because they're all kind of, like, occult.
The movie was kind of predictable in the way that, like, I didn't really watch... I mean, I maybe saw the preview once, but that was, like, probably a while ago. And then I watched the movie yesterday, and I just knew when you put those two type of... like almost heroes or like anti-hero monster things, like they're the heroes of their respective universes.
Yes.
When you put them together, they're going to have to, you know, team up and fight the bigger evil. So I didn't know what the bigger evil was going to be. I'm glad it was Mechagodzilla. I don't know. I felt like it was obviously going to happen. It was almost exactly what, you know, Batman versus Superman was doing in the same token, even though it was a dumpster fire, but it was, It's weird to compare those movies too, and this one was the better of them. It just seems strange. No, I just knew from the get-go that they were, you know, gonna clash, but it wasn't real. I thought we weren't gonna get like a solidified answer, but I'm kind of assuming by the way Godzilla handled King Kong almost 2 or 3 times, they're kind of giving it to Godzilla in this universe, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's just more so on the lines of like, all right, because they've been saying, I remember at the end of the Godzilla versus Godzilla King of Monsters, it was like, all right, he's showing dominance on like Rodan and all these other like titans that aren't really submitting right away. I think this is like a just, all right, he's met Kong and this is him meeting Kong and dealing with that and be like, hey, I'm the new manager in town, bro.
Just so you know, yeah.
New manager in town.
So, I mean, like, we all knew it was going to end in a certain way, but it's the journey. Mm-hmm.
It also helped that they were just doing their own thing without, like, we have to do this reference to this Godzilla movie, and, like, we have to have him in this black suit. because it's cool.
Because it's cool. It's cool.
I mean, they did a lot of things just because they were cool, I guess, but, like, it was, like, at least...
Blinking,
somewhat original ideas. Like, it wasn't just, like, references and callbacks to things.
I liked how Mechagodzilla almost killed Godzilla the way he killed the what were those weird monsters
skull
called?
Crawlers?
The first no in the first Godzilla there was
the Muto's
like those weird flying things, yeah.
He like opened up the Muto's mouth and like atomic breathed him in the mouth.
Yeah. Mm. Super cool.
This in this movie that Mecha Godzilla almost did that to him. And I was like, oh man, if that happened,
it's the baddest way to go out.
Yeah, if there's any way to go out.
Out of all these, out of all the movies now that this we've had the Avengers film, basically, the big like mashup between them, which one's like your favorite of this little like series?
King of Monsters.
King of Monsters?
Easily.
I mean, I've only seen the end of the first Godzilla movie, the end of the second Godzilla movie, and I haven't seen Skull Island, and I saw this one, so I guess I'd have to say this one.
I kind of like Skull Island.
Yeah, Skull Island is, I think, my favorite, too, weirdly enough.
It was interesting, but I think King of the Monsters really hit the nostalgia for me, just, you know, it being someone who played those games and wanted to see those monsters, like, just the different ones. You know, when there's, like, a Batman movie coming out, and they only have him going against Joker, and you're like, God damn it, why do they always pick Joker? It's always, like, Godzilla, Mothra, you know, you gotta get through those first initial ones.
Yeah.
Or they'll pick some like default monster for Godzilla to fight that's not a part of the lore. This one was, or like King of the Monsters was like, all right, he's gonna fight fucking Rodan. We're gonna get Mothra in there, but we're also gonna get King Ghidorah. Like, it was just like, even though my gripe with that movie is that the fight scenes are almost entirely encompassed in smoke and devastation of the city, which looks really cool, especially when you're basing it around the natural disasters aspect. But that one was just, it hit all of the, is it like nerd porn? You're like really wanting these things to clash well. It's like when Batman versus Superman, like we've read enough about it. Like we've seen it in different iterations. Like you just wanted some badass fight back and forth, you know? So I feel like that was the one that really gave it to us. This one wasn't that bad though. Like this one had plenty of times where we could see who the bigger badass was. There were questions answered. And badass fights, too. throughout the movie, because those skull crawlers, Mechagodzilla, like, ripped one part. Was that who did it? I was like, I think King Kong did it, too. I love the monster fights, and that's what I came here to see. You know, I wish I had, actually, if I had paid for IMAX, like, in theaters right now, I probably wouldn't be that upset.
Yeah, it would have been super dope watching a movie theaters. It would have.
Because I watched the Bryan Cranston one, the one where he dies in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers. The
2014 one?
Yeah, that was the first time I was in an arc light, and I was like, ooh, I can drink here? And I was like drinking beers watching a Godzilla movie. It was just fun. That's kind of what you're looking for.
With King of Monsters, for me, that one has like just the right amount of just, it's made with love. It's, I think, the human and the monster interactions are both handled equally. Humans aren't that terrible. The actors that with the roles that they're given in the script, it's at least they're just trying. It's at least competent, if not a little bit more than that. But just like those action scenes are just shot well. The coloring, I gave it up to Michael Dowdtree, who's doing it, because the man's just like a fan and aficionado for things that he grew up and loved when he was a kid, which happened to be what most of us loved. And I just think that he just handled that very well. My second would be probably either this or Skull Island, because Skull Island is just, it's super stylized and very fun. It just took me a minute to kind of get over the fact that, it's just a different King Kong. It's not the same one that I grew up with when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, I love that Peter Jackson one.
I do too.
I'm also just a fan of John Goodman character acting, and I felt like Skull Island was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that cast was semi-stacked.
John C. Reilly's in it, right?
Goodman, John C. Reilly steals the show the minute he's on screen in that one. And then there's Brie Larson and Tom Hiddleston doing stuff.
Yeah, tight shirt things. John C. Reilly, I mean, I think this might be a weird thing to say. I don't know if he gets enough credit where he deserves, but he's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing.
Like, and I'm not even like a Step Brothers fan. Like, I've just seen him in so many different roles.
So are we on with the whole hashtag continue the monsterverse?
Sure. Yeah, I don't think they've committed any. See, the nice thing is there's no fucking, just monsters. You don't have to introduce a backstory. You don't have to set up characters. You don't have to worry about upsetting years of lore and fucking media and fan expectation. I mean, there's a little bit of that, but like not a whole lot. Godzilla, the movies have already been rebooted like 2 or 3 times. I mean, you know what I mean? So there's not as much like, don't hurt my precious pop culture fucking icon, but idol, you know, as there is with some of these superhero movies. I think they're fine.
Let them continue. I mean, these are just kind of, like I said, they're just like monster flicks to me. So I mean, if they come out with more of them, yeah. I mean, it's nice to have a summer blockbuster I can just turn off my brain and watch. Like,
I think Jose is totally right, where it's just like not a lot of stakes involved with like they could totally get silly with it. And I know earlier I was making a lot of jokes about, you know, like throwing Predator and like, you know, Jason Voorhees or something into it. But imagine this, though. It's like King Kong and Godzilla, or maybe just Godzilla, but versus Dracula. How fucking sick can you, like, imagine, like, vampires just flying around taking over this whole city, Godzilla trying to save Japan, you know, like, against these crazy vampires? Like, I don't quite understand it myself in my head, but...
Vampire Kong.
The implications of which, you know, gorilla running out there, just jumping into the air, bat wings fly off of him. That's a buff he needs.
Then they fight a giant man-bat Dracula.
Ooh, yeah. I like it.
Nice. So Dracula has grown bored thousands of years, millennia of just feeding on humans. He's done it all. So he figures out a way to become some kind of giant bat creature, and he starts feeding on the kaiju of Monster Island. And Godzilla's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everyone submits to me, but that's because I keep shit safe around here. I can't have you just killing all my monster friends. And so, like, then they tussle, and maybe, you know, Dracula pulls out some trickery and wins the first one. But we'll figure it out. We got you.
I mean, that the implications of, like, I mean, Dracula's ties to the devil, like, to hell. You could do the Godzilla, send Godzilla to hell. He has to fight his way back up, get back from, like, existence like that. They're, like, I think, like, he goes through all the nine circles of hell. Then by the end, like, he's eaten by these, like, this red mist, like, or, like, these beings that are, like, red. They, like, eat his skin. And so Godzilla is, like, basically just bones. And then they cover him. And so it looks like a red Godzilla is, like, ascending because his, like, will is so powerful that he's just continuing to ascend, like, past, I guess this is, like, post-death. I don't know what it is. But he, like, you just see this red Godzilla climbing up, and then he gets back to Earth. Like, from hell, like, he traversed all of the nine circles of hell to get back to Earth to fight. I forgot who the enemy was at the time, like, maybe God. I have no idea who the fuck he was trying to do, but I know he fought angels and shit with Mothra wings. But,
that's amazing.
No, oh, it's so fucking badass. It's so metal. But, like, climbing out of hell to fight Dracula, who sent him there in the first place.
Oh.
Just sounds so fucking cool.
This sounds like... The Dark Knight Rises of Godzilla movies. Is Dracula going to break Godzilla's back?
Yeah, hell yeah. This is the Dark Knight Rises we all deserved. I remember the first week that came out, and I was just a fucking Dark Knight Rises stan. I, like, wouldn't hear anything about it that was anti-Dark Knight Rises, just because I loved Bane so much, and Bane finally got a good role in a Batman movie, and it was pretty fucking sweet. And so I just was not looking at the negatives at all. And then Jose was in the car with me, and I don't even think he saw it. But
no,
he had just heard about it.
No, I definitely didn't. Yep.
He had, like, heard about it, and he's just talking, like, he's just poking holes in all of the things.
Mad,
like,
smack.
Well, yeah, that happened, but also, you know, Bane was the shit, you know? He was kind of cool. They got Tom Hardy instead of, like, a Hispanic dude because he's doing, like, a European gypsy thing, you know? Like, it's I was, like, making all the excuses. If... You know, I love that movie, and if it was just called the Bane movie, I think it would have done really well. But,
I agree.
Then he gets taken out with one shot at the end, and I'm like, why didn't Batman just do that? He doesn't have some weaponized something in the Batcave, like defense systems. Oh, they weren't even in the Batcave, huh? They were, like, in the sewers. Never mind.
Ugh, there were still too many things to pick apart in that movie. It doesn't matter. That last fight was... Not even close to this King Kong Godzilla fight. At least there were questions answered.
If you'd like to enjoy yourself for hours, you can head on over to our archives on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts, where we have years worth of content ranging in topics from horror movies, comic books, gaming, Star Wars, filmmaking, and all things pop culture, curated just for you. You can also follow us at Pretty Much Geek on Instagram, Facebook. Whether this was your first show or you're one of our hundreds of loyal listeners, thank you for joining us. Guys, thank you again for joining me this week and giving me all of your theories and enthusiasm.
Of course.
Anytime.
Thank you.
And until next time, for everything else important, newsworthy, and Pretty Much Geek, we'll have it covered all under our radar. See you guys next week.
Peace out.
Later. Woo!